This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A ship with Gaza aid is preparing to inaugurate a sea route from Cyprus to the war-ravaged strip. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Speaking from Larnaca in Cyprus, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told reporters,
"Despite all the challenges, and this is truly inspiring, we are now very close to the opening of the corridor."
The launch of the new sea route is a sign of the international community's increasing frustration with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. It also showed a new international willingness to work around Israeli restrictions. A ship belonging to Spain's Open Arms will make a pilot voyage to test the sea corridor. Open Arms founder Oscar Camps told the AP,
"No,
we're not concerned at all about security. We're concerned about the security and lives of the people who are in Gaza, who have neither food nor medicine to treat chronic pathologies." Israel said it welcomed the maritime corridor, but cautioned it would also need security checks. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden signs a package of spending bills passed by Congress just hours before a shutdown deadline. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The president, in signing the stopgap legislation, is thanking leaders from both parties for keeping the government funded. At a meeting last month, he noted the danger of allowing a shutdown.
A shutdown would damage the economy significantly, and I think we all agree to that.
This package helps fund the hiring of more air traffic controllers, housing assistance for veterans, and other programs. Congressional negotiators are working on a second package, including defense spending, in an effort to have all federal agencies fully funded by March 22nd. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Alabama clinic resumes IVF treatments under a new law shielding providers from liability. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
An Alabama clinic has resumed in vitro fertilization treatments after halting them last month. Alabama Fertility Specialist was one of three clinics that stopped performing embryo transfers when the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos can be considered children under state law. The Alabama governor signed a bill into law shielding IVF providers from potential legal liability. And since then, Alabama Fertility has performed several embryo transfers. And patients who had IVF procedures that were abruptly canceled or cast in doubt are able to move forward again at other clinics that have plans to resume transfers. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Another top donor to the UN agency aiding Palestinians says it will resume its funding. Sweden's decision comes weeks after over a dozen countries halted hundreds of millions of dollars in support in response to Israeli allegations against the organization. A ship bearing tons of humanitarian aid is preparing to leave Cyprus for Gaza. Meanwhile, as international donors launch a sea corridor to supply the besieged territory facing widespread hunger, the health ministry in Gaza says that two more people, including a two-month-old infant, have died as a result of malnutrition. People sprinted across rubble in Gaza City for the latest airdropped aid on the eve of Ramadan. Unrelenting gang attacks in Haiti have paralyzed the country and left it with dwindling supplies of basic goods. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Rotting fruit and withered vegetables sit next to hundreds of empty water jugs and propane gas canisters at businesses across the country. Worsening the situation is this week's closure of Port-au-Prince's main seaport. The move left stranded scores of containers filled with critical items like food and medical supplies in a country where UN officials say half the population does not have enough to eat and 1.4 million are starving. While grocery stores in upscale parts of Port-au-Prince remain stocked, a majority of the population cannot afford those goods. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A Sudanese paramilitary group battling the country's military in a nearly year-long ruinous conflict has endorsed a resolution by the UN Security Council calling for a ceasefire during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The Rapid Support Forces said Saturday that it hopes the resolution will help deliver crucially needed humanitarian assistance to millions of Sudanese trapped by the fighting. The 15-member Security Council voted overwhelmingly Friday in favor of the British-drafted resolution. Ramadan is expected to start on or around Monday. The military has already supported a call by the UN chief for a Ramadan ceasefire. Sudan plunged into chaos in mid-April when long-simmering tensions between its military and the RSF broke into street battles. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.